Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
All right, so we got some fresh news regarding Deshaun Watson coming from Chris Mortensen of ESPN.
Great job, Benny.
And I'll read from the ESPN report.
Okay.
The Texans have been willing to field offers from interested teams. They've had preliminary discussions with other teams, but don't feel they have received a serious offer. The Texans reportedly are willing to trade Watson before the start of the season, if they find the right match. Chris Mortensen reporting that the Texans' price for Watson has been a combination of five high draft picks and starting caliber players. Now, Watson did report to Texans camp yesterday, this to avoid the $50,000 a day fine, but he's to continue to make it clear that he wants to be traded. And the NFL, facing kind of a uncomfortable scenario here with the optics of him still facing 22 civil cases of possibly placing him on administrative leave before they start practice on Wednesday. But Mark, the Texans may be looking at it like, hey, you know what? We're going to have to trade this guy anyway. I mean, everybody understands that we're going to have to trade him anyway. And with all this stuff looming over him, if we can unload him now and get a bunch in return for him, hey, it's one less headache we have to think about.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, right now you're shopping at a garage sale hoping to find a Stradivarius that somebody doesn't know the value of, right? I mean, everybody understands what's going on. They understand he's not going to play this year in all likelihood. He's going to be on the commissioner's exempt list.
But now, wait a minute, hold on. You say he's not going to play at all this year. If he settles all these cases, yes, he will be suspended, but he's suspended for what? Six, eight games? Half the season? Now, and you're doing so with the understanding of, hey, this is a price, an immediate price we're willing to pay because on the back end, you right. got a quarterback
well,
who's not, only 26
okay.
years old.
Let me amend that. You're not getting five high round picks for a dude that's going to miss a portion of the season who still has to settle all these cases. Now, maybe if he settles the cases, but doesn't he have, I know he's got 22 civil cases. Does he not have a couple of criminal cases against him as well?
Right now, it's 22 active lawsuits, civil lawsuits.
Civil lawsuits.
Yes.
All right. And he has given no indication to this point that he's willing to settle those cases, correct?
Correct.
But that could happen. If you're an NFL team, Mike, until you kind of understand what you're getting, because right now, this is like Antonio Brown, and teams were calling the league saying, hey, we would like to make a play for Antonio Brown, but we can't make a play until you guys actually create the punishment that he's going to receive. We can't in good faith give up a bunch of our players to get a guy that we have no idea what's going to happen to this guy. I mean, Mike, I could see a scenario if he doesn't hit court until February, how long does that court battle if he decides to defend it all? What if he's guilty? What if he's found guilty in some of these cases? I mean, you're sitting there with a scenario that he may not, I mean, like, if I was a gambling man, I think he'll play again at some point, but it may not be till 2022 or 2023, or it may be never. But I don't think he's playing this year.
I have a hard time believing anybody's going to trade for him with this stuff.
Well,
still
no,
hanging
I don't
over
believe anybody. As Benny said, he's radioactive. He's not. Nobody's going to touch him right now, especially if you don't know. Like you don't know what you're going to get in return for all the, you know, for the king's ransom
right.
that you have to give up.
Okay, then you're right. Until this is settled, either he has his day in court or he just settles all the cases.
Right.
this thing is hanging over him. He's toxic. Okay, here is the million-dollar question. Even if he settles, let's say he settles all 22, which for many people will be a sign and admission of guilt.
Sure.
NFL takes it that same way, suspends him for half a season.
Okay.
But after that, you've paid your punishment, you paid your penance, you served your time, you're eligible to play. NFL says you are eligible to play.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want the Denver Broncos to pursue him?
Obviously, that's a tricky question.
Now, remember, this is a guy who, when before all this came out and it was just the idea of him being made available, you had pretty much you had people saying whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7 first-rounders. 3 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders, couple starters. I mean, the idea was this is a guy who is one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league right now. He's only 25. This is a guy who you can just ink in. You don't pencil in. You ink him in. He's your starting quarterback. He's your franchise quarterback for the next 12 to 15 years, and you got somebody who can go head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes. That was universally the held opinion.
I've seen a lot of quarterbacks without their shirt on.
So how much, if he is clear to play, does everything that has happened to him since change your opinion?
I think it changes my opinion significantly in that his value has been tarnished and diminished. Not that I don't think he's a good player. I think he's a really good player. But what are you willing to give up?
No. That wasn't the question.
No.
The question is not what are you willing to give up. Do you even want him?
Right.
Let's say the asking price isn't that much. Do you still want him?
If the asking price, because that's what it would come down to.
I mean, you're tying it to asking price. I'm tying it to the idea of, and I'm asking people out there right now, I don't care what the asking price is. Would you want Deshaun Watson, if cleared by the NFL, to play in a Denver Broncos uniform? To effectively be the face of your franchise?
Right. So, my answer again is, I guess it's, I would look at that as if he is cleared, right? I would look at that as, do I want that talent?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I want that talent. There's no question.
Because that's what this league is. It's talent.
But especially
at that position.
Right, but you have to get into then it becomes an asking price because you don't know what else is out there.
Right.
And like I've said many times with Deshaun, like, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But I just know how the NFL works. I mean, I played in it for a long time and I still use the same masseuse, you know, when I have a problem that I did when I was playing. His name is Steve. I mean, I just know there is a certain amount, and any guy that I've talked to that played is like, oh, guilty. Like you don't hire Instagram, you know, models to come be masseuses. It just is not the way it works.
I get all that. This isn't, I'm not here to debate
morality.
Even guilt versus innocence.
Right.
I'm throwing out the question. If after all this is settled one way or another, day in court or scratching out checks, and he is cleared to play by the NFL, and teams start calling the Texans and the Texans start fielding offers, do you want the Broncos to be one of those teams? I do.
Yeah.
Because of the talent.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. There is a line though in the sand of what you're willing to give up based upon what he, you know, what it looks like he is or has become.
Okay, so I'll toss that question out there on the ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. We'll get some reaction to that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, so we tossed out the question in the wake of the report that the Texans are now willing to trade QB Deshaun Watson. And again, who's going to trade for him with all this stuff hanging over him, especially if Chris Mortensen's report from ESPN is correct that they're looking for a combination of five quality draft picks and or players. Good luck getting that right now. But the question that I threw out, and the response has been interesting, is if he is ultimately cleared by the NFL, okay? This is what it comes down to. If he's cleared by the NFL, would you want the Broncos to go after him? So here we go. With the, even if settled, the league would have to suspend this dude for a season at least. He will have to do counseling or something to prove he is a better person in the public eye. Watson's nuclear right now. Woody in Kansas. Okay. But Woody, you still didn't really answer my question. Sure, I think he would be suspended. After that suspension, you still have a 26-year-old quarterback who is widely viewed as one of the top five in the NFL. What do I know about our society, Mark? We tend to be willing to give people second chances.
Sure.
What's the other thing I know about pro sports? No matter how much people talk about role models and we want our athletes to be really good in the community and our teams to be good in the community, what ultimately matters?
Winning.
Winning.
Right.
What do fans ultimately root for? The talent or the person?
Talent.
The talent.
Yeah.
You can have a great guy, supposedly a great guy, and if he goes out and throws three picks and the Broncos lose, he's booed off the field.
Right.
You could have somebody who is considered a bad guy, but you know what? Come on, people. Let's just be honest. You know how it works. That bad guy can go out and throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns and the Broncos win. He's cheered coming off the field.
Sure.
It's just the way it is. So if the league clears him to play, then absolutely you have to be open to the idea of him being a Bronco.
Yeah, you know, he pays his penance. He, you know, he does his community service. He's like, oh, woe is me. I made some mistakes. My settling is in no way an admission of guilt. I'm just basically, I want to get on with my life and my career.
And I'm making a donation to this foundation. I'm going to be doing this kind of counseling. And if he goes out and is a poster child for behaving properly from that point forward, guess what? And he plays at a high level?
Yeah.
People will embrace him.
Yeah, he'll be a great, you know, reclamation story, right?
Michael Vick?
Yeah.
Came back, was cheered. Ben Roethlisberger continues to be cheered.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you on that. It's just, like I said, the value with, you know, what he is worth now has certainly, if the Texans think they're getting five premiums for him, right? You have three picks and two players or whatever, then they're stupid. Like whoever they hire, what's the guy's name that they hired to be the GM, Nick Caserio or whatever? Yeah. Like, then you're just dumb.
We're going to have systems.
Right. If you think, oh, yeah, that's Sirianni, not Caserio. Sounds the same. And I think they're both named Nick. Right? So.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
You're right. I mean, line up and rock, scissors, paper for Deshaun to see who gets him. Yeah, but like right now, there's no way in good, like in good conscience, you could actually, if you were a general manager for any team in the National Football League, put a deal together right now as his situation currently stands.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Now, like you said, if he settles and that goes away and the NFL comes down with some type of form of punishment, 8 games, you know, then 10 games, whatever it is, 12, I don't know what it's going to be. So, then you can start the negotiation then. But until you have the parameters of a deal in place and you know exactly what the penalties are going to be and how much you're going to be without him, then the value, I mean, he's on this sliding scale of value right now. Where's he at? Depending upon what we know and what information we have. And right now you couldn't do that if you're a team. I mean, he may never play again. There is that possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Deshaun Watson would become a distraction. And would you really want that tied to your franchise?
Let me ask you this. If he throws 37 touchdowns and 7 picks and 4,800 yards and you win 11 games?
That's not a distraction.
No.
Now, the one I would be absolutely done with the Broncos if they take Deshaun Watson. It would be over.
Until
they start winning.
Until they're in the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I get that people, it's easy to say that right now, and I get it, and I totally understand it. I do. I really do. But there comes a point in time where if a dude is doing all the right things, he's actually been out there, he's working on his life, he's squaring things away, he's, you know, doing the charity stuff. He's like, and he's truly, it feels like he's truly committed and he's balling out of control. What a great story.
Well, the other thing too is that we don't really know these people. Okay. No matter what they may do for commercials and what kind of charitable things they do, we don't really know these people. And so I think it just makes enjoying sports a whole lot easier if you stop thinking about who these people are as people.
Right.
And attaching any real significance to it. And just enjoy their talents.
Right.
Because ultimately, that's what you're tuning in to watch sports for.
Sure.
I mean, you know, hey, look, there are some guys that honestly seem to do it the right way. And if they succeed, that's great. But if your sole purpose in life as a sports fan is to only root for a team that has nothing but Boy Scouts on it, sorry, that team's not going to be a great team. I mean, we know more about athletes now because of just the attention and all the social media and everything like that. Fact is, there have always been bad people playing pro sports.
Sure,
some
yes.
of the most revered people in sports history did bad things.
Absolutely.
There are scoundrels in every sports Hall of Fame.
Like in every corporation in America, everywhere else.
If you want to base your ability to root for and like sports on whether or not people are good people, I think that's impossible. Second of all, what are you really basing on? What do you really know about these people? You think, oh, wow, you know, he does this and does that. And I mean, Deshaun Watson was considered a good dude.
Right.
Right? I mean,
I did an event with him and I was like, man, what a great kid, man. Awesome.
Right.
Engaged.
So when this stuff started coming out, people were like, Deshaun Watson, this guy's a great guy. Look at all the great things he's done. Look at all the great things people have said about him.
Yep.
There you go. Exhibit A.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't a guy who just from the start has been labeled a guy with a checkered past and, you know, somebody with a bunch of red flags. No, this was a guy that everybody agreed was a good dude.
Absolutely.
Shows you what we really know and don't know, right?
Yeah, for
All
sure.
Right. Four Down Territory coming up next.
Are you ready for some football?
This is Four Down Territory.
Words cannot say how much I truly love you.
Donkey Kong Sue.
Double team, leaping high, falling hard.
No soy fiesta.
Hurry. On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan. First down.
Rodgers in the shotgun. He takes in first and goal. Throws the middle. Touchdown. Devontae Adams in the seam. From Aaron Rodgers, 6-yard touchdown laser.
Packers radio. Aaron Rodgers continues his cryptic, passive-aggressive offseason in which he doesn't really come out and tell us all what he's thinking and wants. He leaves it to Instagram messages like the one that he and Devontae Adams both put down, showing Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and The Last Dance, leaving us all to speculate. What is it about? Now, the whole idea of The Last Dance, the documentary that we watched, was the idea that Jordan and the Bulls went into that last season knowing this is it. This is our last dance. We're done after this. Everyone's going their own ways. Phil Jackson's not coming back. Jerry Krause is the bitter enemy of all this. He's the one that's breaking it apart. So, Mark, this reference to The Last Dance, Does it mean that Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams know this is going to be their last year in Green Bay together? Or was last year their last year in Green Bay together? You're the Aaron Rodgers whisperer. What is it?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have said, hey, they're coming back for one more year. That makes to me, it doesn't make any sense. Well, actually, it makes sense, but it wasn't the cryptic message. The cryptic message was, it was a shot on management, and they had played their last game together. That, because again, I'm going with the premise that I've heard through multiple people that Aaron Rodgers will not be a Green Bay Packer again. And that could be wrong. I could be getting misinformation, but that's what I'm going with. So to me, this is, hey, that was it. That was our last time together, man. It was great playing with you. We had an unbelievable connection over the years. Tremendous.
Next in four down territory.
Second down.
Deshaun takes the snap. Stepping right, pumping, stepping left. Watson floats one to the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown, Kiki QT!
Texans radio. A lot going on with Deshaun Watson. So he reports to camp yesterday in order to avoid $50,000 a day fines. Texans begin camp on Wednesday. Plenty of speculation that the NFL does not want Deshaun Watson out on the field. The Texans don't want him out on the field. So he may be paid while put on administrative leave. Also, an ESPN report from Chris Mortensen that the Texans are now willing to trade Deshaun Watson before the season begins, even while all this stuff is still hanging over him. 22 civil cases. Mortensen reporting that the Texans would be interested in a package of five first high picks and or impact players. All right, look in your crystal ball. What's happening by Wednesday?
Well, I mean, what's happening by Wednesday is they'll be like, hey, we no longer need five. I mean, anybody give us three? How about two? Do I hear one impact player? Like, nobody in their right mind in the NFL right now is making that trade not knowing what the parameters of a suspension will be, when he'll be back, what will happen. There's nobody that's going to give up that kind of value for Deshaun Watson until there's some knowledge of exactly what suspensions are going to be and what he's going to be allowed to do. So I just can't see anybody making that move.
Right. So this looks like it's going to be, hey, Deshaun, you showed up. We'll continue to pay you. Go away.
Yes.
Okay.
See you later.
We'll pay you to stay away.
Right. Goodbye.
Until this is all figured out.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, the Texans know they're not going to get what they want. But, you know, if some team is willing to do it, okay. But they know they're not going to get that kind of asking price. So, you know, they'll end up just kind of waiting this all out as well.
Sure. Hey, listen, they're trying to see, you know, what's the old line? There's a sucker born every minute, right?
Yeah, like, maybe there will be one.
They just throw it out there, but there is no way anybody is going to jump on this. As the situation currently exists, there's no way any NFL team will jump on this.
I'll be shocked if he's not put on administrative leave by Wednesday. Next, in four down territory.
Down. I'm looking forward to playing with Chandler. Like I said earlier, he's an incredible player, incredible pass rusher, and I can't wait to get out there and to work with him and to put in the work, just to be on the practice field, to be talking about games we want to run together, to be talking about schemes we want to, what do we see, how do we see things.
Well, that looked good in theory, J.J. Watt, when you signed with Arizona, teaming up to form a formidable 1-2 duo with Chandler Jones. But now Chandler Jones, unhappy with his contract, going into the final year of a contract that will pay him about $19 million this year.
Yes.
But he's a free agent after this year. And at age 32, he'd like a little bit more financial security beyond this year. So if he's not going to get it with the Cardinals, he wants to be traded. You think he gets his wish?
I know. I don't think he gets his wish. I don't know if they renegotiate a deal or throw some incentives in there or whatever. $19 million, he's still one of the top paid defensive ends in football, edge players in football. He's phenomenal. He's a great player. Oh, by the way, Arizona, I mean, that's the toughest. Maybe that's arguably the toughest division with San Francisco, with the Rams, with Seattle. but they certainly look like they are a team that has a chance to compete within that division. So I think they'll find a way to figure just to figure that out. I do.
Although Chandler Jones is sending a very clear message right now that money is more important than winning. I mean, that's basically what he's saying, right? I mean, what I'm hearing is, instead of playing for a team that has a legitimate chance of being a playoff team, I'm okay with getting traded to a crappy team just to get paid.
Well, yeah, he wants security. He's 32 years old. He knows this is going to be probably, in all likelihood, the last big contract that he's going to be able to
get. Dude, he's in the final year of a 5-year, $82.5 million contract.
Yeah, I know.
That had $51 million guaranteed.
Right.
He's worried about his financial security?
But he wants, he wants a longer-term deal.
That's kind of disappointing. For a guy that's made this kind of money, you would think winning might matter a little. I get it when you're in your 20s. But at this point, I'd like to think that winning matters a little bit
more. Well, let me ask you this. In the division he plays in, what are the odds that he wins? I mean, I would still handicap the Arizona Cardinals as the fourth best team in that division.
But they got a quarterback that was taken number one overall, isn't
it? I know, D-Mac.
Aren't these quarterbacks? Aren't they cure all.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But, what if there's an opportunity for him to go play for, Kansas City?
You shut your mouth.
Right.
All right. Third line, we got a punt.
The King is here.
All right, that'll do it for Four Down Territory, a tour on the NFL. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. All these quarterback discussions, speculation, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. What about poor Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock? Are we overlooking them? Troy Rank will join us next. As always, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. He joins us now. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great, Troy. So, we've been batting around this Aaron Rodgers thing and the Last Dance reference that both he and Devontae Adams had. So, what do you make out of it? Is it they're coming back for one more season, or that was the Last Dance, or they're just making fun of Guttenkoost? Where are you at on this?
Well, I think Rodgers was supporting Adams. Adams' contract negotiations are going nowhere. He's in no hurry to sign a long-term deal if he doesn't know what Rodgers' future is. And, again, on Friday, Superbook Sports closed all NFC North marketing and betting odds because of their belief and info from a source that Rodgers is going to make an announcement this week, speculation being that he's going to announce he's going to retire. Against that backdrop, there is a shareholders meeting this morning at 11 a.m. Green Bay time to talk to the GM and Mark Murphy, the CEO. So let the squirming and awkwardness begin. I do think we're going to see something with Rodgers this week. Either he makes it clear he's holding out, or he announces his retirement to try to force a Carson Palmer type trade. Remember, that trade happened finally in October of 2011. It took a while before the Bengals decided to finally move him. But I do think we're going to start to see some clarity with Rodgers' situation in the next few days.
How is an Aaron Rodgers retirement announcement really any different from him just holding out in terms of how it impacts and pressures the Packers to do something? They still hold his rights, even if he retires.
Right, you're right. It really, a retirement at this stage in this really is just a glorified holdout. But what it does say is, to even say those words as an athlete, and Mark's lived it, I mean, it takes some bravado to say, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm saying, we see boxers do it. You don't see a lot of other professional athletes just throw that retirement word around. So what it would do, Mike, is show the level of seriousness to which he's dug in. Say, you know what? I would rather retire than play for you another down. So you have a choice. You can just not deal with me for a year and we'll, move me after the season, or move me now, or move me before, the trading deadline, because I'm not playing for you. And remember, his agent, David Dunn, is the same agent Carson Palmer had when he pulled this. And Palmer's was a little more public when I went back and researched it. They issued a statement through the agent who said, listen, I love the Bengals. I'm done here. I don't want to play here anymore. He was very specific. We've implied all that with Rodgers based on his actions and his passive-aggressive shots at the organization. That's why I think there'll be some clarity where he just says something in the next couple of days that allows them then to say, okay, what are we going to do here? We're going to wait him out? We're going to move him? What are we going to do? Because money's not solving it. That's clear. And they're not going to fire the GM the day before training camp starts. So what do? But you're right, Mike. It really is a glorified holdout. But when you throw the word retirement around, it feels more serious from the athlete's perspective.
All right. Speaking of serious, Deshaun Watson has a lot of serious things hanging over his head with 22 civil suits that have been filed. But the Houston Texans all of a sudden are saying, hey, we're open to trading him now. Value for Deshaun Watson and odds of them being able to find a dance partner, so to speak, with the Houston Texans.
Well, I mean, it just feels uncomfortable for me, honestly, that they're talking about trading him like this is a football deal with the legal issue hanging over him. I'm not sure, you know, why and what the mechanics would be where they put him on the exempt list until some of this gets ironed out. But from a football perspective, there's clearly going to be interest. They say they still want three first-rounders. I mean, if you're a team acquiring Deshaun Watson right now, you've got to deal with, number one, the PR issue of, I mean, this is 22 complaints, not one. I mean, it's a really, it's an uncomfortable situation. And frankly, it was just a pattern of behavior that you'd have to vet to the point you are comfortable bringing him into your organization. That's number one. Number two, if you trade for him, Mark, when does he get suspended? If he, you know, I mean, they can suspend him without, you know, you being charged for a crime. There's a ways to suspend guys. So, I don't know. I just, this story feels so odd. Like, I know why you report it, because you lose $50,000 a day and they can't waive those fines now because of the new CBA. So he's just going to show up, sit in the back of the room and collect his money. But the idea now, like, oh, we're willing to trade him. No, who wants to give Deshaun Watson? It's like, wait, did like the last 4 months not happen? Is there, I just woke up to this, like, not understanding, like, they think a bunch of teams are going to line up to trade a guy they think is going to be suspended. And you're talking about multiple first round picks. I think we need a lot more clarity here, Mark, before he gets moved. Namely, from either his legal situation or the commissioner's office. What are they going to do with him? Are they going to put him on the exempt list?
Visit with Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider. Baseball trade deadline at the end of this week. Do you anticipate the Rockies making any moves?
I do. I do think Trevor Story gets traded. I thought that all season. He's not going to re-sign with the Rockies. There's no reason to believe he would re-sign. He has not had a good year. Obviously, he's had his issues offensively. It's unfortunate. I think he has felt the pressure of moving on. But to me, I would, you know, the Yankees were one that made a lot of sense. If you can get Clint Frazier and a prospect for him, I would take that over a compensatory pick. Me personally, than letting just Trevor walk as a free agent. I thought the, you know, Mariners could be a good fit, you know, swap him straight for J.P. Crawford. I don't think the Mariners are in on that right now, but there's still a couple of teams out there. The Padres had interest in Story. They were going to, you know, Buster Olney reported they were going to try to move him to center field if they acquired him along with Adam Frazier. So we'll see. I do expect him to be moved. I don't know about John Gray, because John Gray wants to return to the Rockies. He's one, he and De La Rosa will be in that category of pitchers who want to stay with the Rockies long term. So I don't know that Gray gets moved. I would move Story and Givens for sure if I were them to try to collect prospects.
Yeah, it's just interesting. It seems to kind of go back and forth in regards to Trevor Story. Anybody else? You mentioned John Gray, who's actually really, you know, for the most part, pitched really well here the last couple of the last month or so, especially at home. CJ Cron, anybody else that looks like somebody that they might end up moving?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the guy they get the most for is Marquez because of his control. His contract is just very cheap, and he's really good, but they can't afford to move pitching. The one thing they've done this year, Mark, is pitch well. Their starting pitchers have pitched really well this year, all things considered, especially at home. I mean, their team ERA is below four at home from a starting pitching standpoint. But when you look at their best player they could move, I mean, could you decide, you know, we're moving on from McMahon? You know, again, those are guys you could get more for because they're so cheap. They're just entering the arbitration process. I just don't know because Ryan's really struggled the last month. Story's the one piece. You know, Story's the one piece. And can you get comfortable with what you get for him rather than taking a compensatory pick? Gray would get you something. There's no doubt. And Givens, because there's so many teams need bullpen help. Daniel Bard has some value. He's been a little erratic this year at closer, but the ones to keep an eye on, because so many teams are in on relievers, would be Givens and Bard. And then obviously the one we'll all be keeping an eye on is if they move Trevor Story.
Last one, really quick for me. And we've talked about Rogers, we've talked about Watson. This 50-50 battle, Mike and I talked about it last week when They came out and said, hey, only about 2 to 3% of the actual, actual evaluation has happened. Like, I never buy any of that garbage, but how much, like, if you were, based on the offseason, what do you think they've done from an evaluation standpoint between these two quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, they're further along than 2 to 3%, I would hope. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Every day in the NFL, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. They're watching everything. I do believe they watch things in OTAs like, with Drew, did he improve? Has he improved his footwork? He's changed some things. Is he better in terms of his second read? Is he better mechanically in his accuracy? With Teddy, what does that look like in the huddle? What does it look like at the line of scrimmage? Can he move the change? And does he keep mistakes to minor mistakes? And I think that's, again, why I continue to give Teddy a slight edge on this, because he doesn't make horrific mistakes, pick sixes, you know, call the wrong audible and you end up with a third, and, you know, now you're at third and 21 because of a missed block. All those things that go into it. But we'll see. I just don't think it's worth waiting until the last part is preseason. I don't think it's good for the locker room. I don't think it's good for the team. And for a team, Dalton Risner interviewed him Thursday, and he wore a shirt that said entitled to nothing. And it's true. The Broncos deserve nothing. They're not even on Monday Night Football this year. They need to do things differently. And for me, one of those is make this quarterback decision sooner and ride with it. Get the players behind it. Taking it to the end of camp, I'm sorry. I just don't see how that's going to help. I think that's going to be divisive moving forward.
All right. Starts on Wednesday. Troy, thank you very much.
You got it, too.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. We got question mark coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Specific question from Mark. Hit us up on the RonaldSlaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Reaction on the text line to the whole Deshaun Watson conversation. Mike, are you defending talent over character? Please clarify. If the NFL clears Deshaun Watson to play, yes, I think you have to always look at the talent first, especially at the position of quarterback, especially for a guy who's in his mid-20s, who's widely regarded as one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Look, the NFL, if the NFL decides that this guy is such a bad person and that his crimes are unforgivable, then he's not allowed to play. He's banned, right?
Mm-hmm.
My point is, and this is what the whole question has been all morning long, if the NFL clears him to play, should the Broncos be interested? Would you as a Bronco fan want them to pursue him if he's available? And look, I think there are just too many examples of, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. I'm convinced Ben Roethlisberger did some bad things years ago. He came back, he played, he continues to be a Steeler, and people continue to cheer for him, people continue to wear and buy his jersey. Michael Vick was a bad person, went to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, was allowed to play, people continue to cheer for him. Held him up as a great example of how one can pay their pay their penance and then still be able to come back.
All right.
And I'm just saying that if Deshaun Watson is clear to play, that's
sure.
The thing. I'm not here to make a moral judgment on Deshaun Watson. I'm here to say if he is cleared to play by the NFL, do you have to go after him because of the
right
talent?
So I think, you know, there's obviously this in the NFL and in life in general, there's a sliding scale of justice based upon how much talent you have and where you are in your career. And really all you have to do, I mean, here's case in point. Ray Rice. Ray Rice was averaging 3 yards a carry. He was a legit NFL running back. You know what? On video, striking a woman, what happens? He never plays again. Tyreek Hill. Young, unbelievably talented. Same scenario, video-wise, striking a woman. What happens to him? He gets drafted. Now he slides in the draft, but, I mean, he's the cheetah now. I mean, people line up to cheer for him. Why? Because he's that talented. And you hope in both scenarios. I know Ray Rice has been through the counseling. I know he's changed his life. And I'm hoping the same thing, and I believe the same thing for Tyreek Hill. But the bottom line is when you have that kind of talent, you know what? There is a sliding scale of justice. You don't have to like it, but it's not any different for any other profession anywhere, Mike. If you are so good at your job, people will make concessions for you, and you know, you'll have to jump through a bunch of hoops, but there will be a job for you. And Deshaun Watson's one of the top five quarterbacks in football. Therefore, if he's cleared to play, there will be a line of teams ready to give him a contract, ready to make a trade for him. It's just the way it is.
And I know this fan base. I know how they feel about the Broncos. If Deshaun Watson's cleared to play and the Las Vegas Raiders end up trading for him, and he's out there beating the Broncos' brains in twice a year for the next 12 years, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Fans around here are going to be ticked off.
Sure.
Why didn't we go after him? Look at him in Vegas. Look how he's turned his life around.
Right.
I know at times what I'm saying probably sounds kind of callous, but I think when it comes to pro sports, you have to separate the player from the person. I think too many of us fall into a trap of thinking that we know who these people are. And we assume just because they do nice things in the community, they do funny commercials, that they're good people. We don't know. Deshaun Watson's a perfect example of that. Nobody thought this was a bad. Everybody said this is, when people were talking about trading for Deshaun Watson before all this went down, it was with the idea of not only are you getting a terrific talent, you're getting a great guy.
Right.
You're getting a great leader. Listen to what people say about him. Okay?
Sure. Hey, man, I was one
of those. Didn't know
then? I was one of those
people. Don't know now.
I mean, I did an event with him at the Super Bowl. I just thought, wow, what a great kid. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, engaged, articulate, spending time with the people, you know, at the event, shaking hands, talking to people, like engaged with people. And you're just like, wow. I mean, I was blown away by the kid. And then, obviously, this news comes down. I'm blown away by this news because I'm like, wow, didn't fit the narrative that I thought.
But it just proves you don't know.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, exactly.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you could be saying, well, stay away from Deshaun Watson. He's toxic. And meanwhile, you're cheering for a guy who does bad things
mm-hmm.
or has done bad things or is going to do bad things.
Right.
You know, that's why I just don't think it's worth the energy to try to, as a sports fan, you look to sports for escape, for entertainment. It shouldn't be your job to also dictate and determine morality
and
who's good and who's not. All right, this is KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.